Halacha and the second to last of the narrow lines in Tosfos. And the whole sugya, when it says loyefsha, nearly read loyefsha kedarka elibatarif gadol. Loyefsha doesn't mean that it's absolutely impossible. Loyefsha means that it's very difficult. It's still possible, but it's difficult. Rashi shulam in good place chashuv loyefsha. One of the examples the Gemara gives for loyefsha is shul shul the kupos. It's loyefsha. They're not going to look around. It's not loyefsha. They won't. It's not impossible, but it'll be a tarif gadol, but not to look. Because that is Efsha. You could put them down. You could put them into lulin, which is what they did. But that was the Gemara later. Lulin or yopsuchin valiyas based kodesh kadoshim. Shebehem eshalshim es umlin b'tevois. They would let them into the skylights in tevois. Kadesh lo yezunu leinayim based kodesh kadoshim. In order they shouldn't look around at the and be nene from the beauty of the kodesh kadoshim. So the Gemara says ha'ochad loy Efsha. Here it's impossible. It's called loy Efsha, and they're mechavin, and it's also. So what do you mean it's loy Efsha? It means actually asking what do you mean loy Efsha? It's not a loy Efsha. It's very much Efsha. They put the, that's exactly what they did. They didn't let them look around by putting them into boxes. So you see that it is possible. We know they could put them into boxes. In fact, they really did put them into boxes. So they put them into tevis in order that they shouldn't look. So it's Efsha not to look by putting people into tevis. So what does Gemara mean that it's loy Efsha? So it must mean that it's a tircha to put people into tevis, and they went to the tircha anyway. So Rav brings from their arrival. Efsha for kamachavin is also. So Akoponim, you see that the definition of loy Efsha is not that it's impossible, but that it's b'tarich gadol. And this, of course, the seichel is poshut. We're not looking. The p'tur of loyefsher over here is not that he's honest. The p'tur of loyefsher is that there's no gili rotzim. The fact that he had it when there's another way to go just as easily. So the fact that I went with this way is a gili rotzim. This is that he wants to get the reich. But if it's a tarich gadol to go another way, if it's a tarich gadol not to be nene from the heichel. So if they would walk in without being put into tevis, that wouldn't be a gili of rotzim. So b'meila, that's called loyefsher. Loyefsher means that there's no. There's no easily available alternative, and therefore there's no gili rotzen in the fact that he didn't take the other route. Adamin b'ksuvas gabi mar libel b'tchila b'shabbos. The kamei avidu also mishum davar she'en miskaven afagav da'havi lo yefsha v'lo mechaven. There it's a case of loy efsha. Why is it loy efsha over there? Ma libel b'tchilu b'shabbos. Shabbos, you're allowed to do it because you're going to make a chabur. It's Gemara's toilet in the issue of Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda b'dov v'shein miskaven. One of the things that Gemara's toilet in. So Tais says, what do you mean? Why is it also for Reb Yehuda? It's loy efsha v'kam mechaven. It's loy efsha v'loy kam mechaven. It's like he's not miskaven to see his chabur. And it's loy efsha. So why is it called over there loy efsha? Why is it called loy efsha? Saying it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be boiled today. You shouldn't wait till tomorrow. It's a mitzvah to be boiled today. See, the emes, it really depends. Which and something which we sort of left to later in the sugya. I mentioned it, but we didn't really get into it so much. Which is the Rashi has this anomalous definition of efsher and yefsher. Pashtus, the way we've been learning all up till now, the way we've been explaining lately of efsher and yefsher. That efsher means that there's a gili rotzen. I could have got another way. The fact that I chose to go this way is megala that I have a rotzim to be nene from the reich of Avodah Zarah. And Efsha means there was no other way for me to go, or at least as Tyson just said now, there's no other way for me to go easily. And therefore the fact that I choose to go this way is not megala my rotzim at all. So I mentioned it earlier in the week when we began the sugya, and you know we really have not yet addressed it head on because I don't really know how we're going to address it head on. The Rashi seems to have a different take on Efsha and Efsha. But the Gemara later about Rav Yechon was Yeshua B'tzila Shel Hechel. The Gemara calls that loy efsha. Loy efsha become a chavim. So why is that called loy efsha? It's loy efsha. So if Rashi says loy, what does Rashi say over there? Why was it called loy efsha? Loy efsha shalei ludlish l'rabim. So the Rashi is very shver. What do you mean loy efsha shalei ludlish l'rabim? It's true, he had to darshan. But the fact that he had to darshan doesn't show that he didn't want to sell. He could have dashed in the sun. Rashi says the only reason why he chose to sit in the plaza, in the coastal plaza over there, is because that's where there was tzel. There was the heichel was very tall, and it provided a lot of tzel, and therefore that was the largest space that was available that had tzel. If he wasn't interested in tzel, if he was willing to sit in the sun, he could go. There were lots of other places where he could have gone. He chose to go and sit in the tzel of the heichel. So l'chayra by rights that should be called efsher. The fact that there's a gili rotsan, the fact that he didn't go sit out in the sun somewhere in the blazing heat, but rather he chose to sit, where there's lots of big spaces, rather he chose to sit in the cell of the Hechel, is a gili rotsan that he wants the cell of the Hechel. If the vart of Efsher and E-Efsher is that by E-Efsher there's no gili rotsan, and by Efsher there is a gili rotsan, so Yoshev et Silish al Hechel should be a case, I would think, is a case of Efsher. He could have sat in the sun. Obviously, he didn't want to sit in the sun. He wanted to sit in the shade. So the fact that he chose to sit in Mitzilu Shalhecho rather than sit in the sun is a gili rotzen that he wants the shade. So what difference does it make that he had to darshan? Of course he had to darshan. But who told him to darshan in the shade? Darshan in the sunlight. Nobody will come. But that doesn't mean that you don't want the shade. That how Gufa shows that you want the shade. You want to be nene from the shade. So the chore, that should be called the case of, I would have thought, the way we've been defining, the way up till now we've been defining, and today as well, the way up till now, I don't have a better definition, and I really don't know what we're going to do when we get to that Rashi. I'm telling you now, I don't know what we're going to do with that Rashi. But the way we've been defining Efsher and Efsher up till now, that should be a case of, what? Logically, I would think that should be called Efsher. I see his Rotson to have to sell. Of course he has to darshan, the darshan in the sun. The Emissary of Ben Dovid has a different shot in that Gemara. Ben Dovid says the Gemara that Ben Adovid doesn't ask this kasha, but for other reasons, which we'll talk about later, Ben Adovid says different shot in that Gemara. He says that was the only big space. There was no other large open spaces in Yerushalayim except next to the Heichel. So he had to sit in the Heichel, even if there had been no tzel over there. That was the only space, that was the biggest arena that was available. So then it's Taka Yefshah. He had to sit there regardless whether it was tzel or not tzel. That was the only available space. So according to Ben Adovid, I understand why that's called the case of Yefshah. There's no Gili Rotsen. I don't know that he's sitting there because of the cell. Could have been sitting there because that was the only space available. But Rashi there is at pains to say that he sat there because that's where there was cell. There were other spaces available, sunny spaces, there were other spaces available. That was the space where there was cell. So I don't know, it's a difficult mindset. But I see Rashi has a different understanding somehow of the definition of Efsher and E-Efsher. So if you learn like a Rashi, that Efsher and E-Efsher means, did I have to darshan or did I not have to darshan? Did I have to be boil, let's say, in Tosha's case, or did I not have to be boil? So then, I'm not so sure that that's called the case of Efsher. That might be called Efsher. I don't have to be boil today. It could be boil tomorrow. Maybe not. Maybe it's a mitzvah to be boil right away. Maybe it's a tircha to wait till tomorrow. Tosha's tarech godel. But Yesh Lodon, it's not immediately obvious to me, according to Rashi, that livel b'tchilu b'shabbos is a case of Efsher. I could readily understand that it's a case of. That it's a case of Efsher. I didn't have to be boiled today. I could just as well have been boiled tomorrow, and there's no problem making chabur on Shabbos. So there's no gili rotson that I want to make a. It could be that it's called lefi Rashi. I think that gemara and Shabbos may altogether not be a that gemara ksuvas rather may altogether not present a problem. It could very well be that Rashi would define that as a case of Efsher. Who told me to be boiled today? I could be boiled tomorrow. Tosis calls it a case of E-Efsha. Now maybe he agrees with Rashi and he just holds it to E-Efsha because it's a tarich to wait till tomorrow. But I think it's easier to say that Tosis holds that the definition of Efsha and E-Efsha is the way I've been saying all along. Efsha means that there's another way to do the Bila, so there's no Gili Rotsan that I want the Chavura. Excuse me. Efsha would mean in this context there's a way to be boiled without making a Chavura. So if I'm boiled in a way that makes a Chavura, that shows that I want a Chavura. And E-Efsher means there's no way to be boil without making a chabur. So the fact that he's boil and he makes a chabur doesn't show that he wants the chabur. Yeah, it's true he could be boil tomorrow. Leil zan adonim. He wants to be boil today. That's not the question. The question is not did he have to be boil today. Maybe he didn't have to be boil today. At Gavalt, he wanted to be boil today. That's not the issue. The issue is, in his being boiled, do I see a gili rotzen that he wants the chabur? Says Tosis, avadanat. It's E-Efsher. You can't be boiled without making a chabur. Therefore, there's no gili that he wants the chabur. He will be just as happy to be boiled and not make a chabur. Doesn't have any way to do it. So that's called E-Efsher. There's no gili rotzen that he's interested in the chabur. So from the fact that Tosfos takes for granted that this is a case of Efsher, it's not a case of Efsher, and Tosfos doesn't even have to explain it, I think Hadas Noita, that Tosfos' definition of Efsher and Efsher is the simple definition of Efsher and Efsher, which is there a Gili Rosson or is there not a Gili Rosson? Rashi we're going to have to deal with later. I don't have clear what's going to be the Havan and Rashi. Yeah, but it still shows that he doesn't. That still show that he wants to sell.
For him, maybe the people that showed up.
I hear you're saying something interesting. I was thinking about that maybe. Maybe that's what we're going to have to say at the end. I don't know. Again, I'm pushing off the Rashi. Like dial it sort of a shaita. I don't know what's going to be. Maybe we'll say something about derech zeh. Here, Rav Yochanan was a big could have sat in the sun, but he wouldn't have had an audience. So that's called Tzeyesha. He didn't want to sell. He just wanted to dash and nobody else would come. So he wasn't interested in being Nene from the tzel, and everybody in the audience the same thing. Who says he wanted, every individual in the audience, who said he wanted the tzel? He came there because that's where the drosha was. So each person, about it, if it would have been called for the sun, if the lecture would have been scheduled to be in the sun, nobody would have come. But every individual could say, that's not what I'm here for, I'm not here for the tzel. So Papa, each individual is called the Yesh. Maybe that might be a Mahal. Yeah. We'll see. If all else fails, then that might be what we're going to have to say. Maybe even Mechatil, that's what we'll say. I don't know. Again, I don't know. I'm pushing it off. Okay, so let's see if I can Tosfos. So Tosfos asks, so what's the story over there? Here we have a Gemara. Ma'aliva d'fu b'shabbos. The Gemara says, Tolin Rav Yudin Rav Shimon. And by rights, that should be labeled as a case of Lo Yefshir. By Lo Yefshir Rav Yudin's Moida, Lo Yefshir Olekha Mechavim. According to the Lishna Basin, I Gemara. The Lishna Kama doesn't agree, but the Lishna Kama shlugged up. The end of the Gemara shlugs up the Lishna Kama. But Tzorach Leima, the Hisugi Kerab Yirmiyo, the Bamed Madlikin, the Oslo Rabbi Huda, the Yeshua Lekim Echavim. So Taisa in Echarami, that Gemara doesn't go like Arsugi, it doesn't go like the Lishna Basar of Arsugi. It goes like Kerab Yirmiyo in the Lishna Kam over there. It goes like Kerab Yirmiyo in the Gemara, rather, in Shabbos and Choftes. The Oslo Rabbi Huda, the Yeshua Lekim Echavim, Rabbi Yirmiyo in the Sugi and Shabbos holds that Rabbi Huda asks by Yeshua Lekim Echavim. Afagav the Taisa by Domek Tanim Asurim, Filu Rab Shimon. Rav Yirmiyah in the Sugi and Shabbos holds like Rava in the Lishna Kama and Agamar. That's how it comes out. He holds like Rava in Lishna Kama and Agamar, which means that the whole Machlekes of Yidin Rav Shimon is only by Gedolim, by Iyasha, by Efshu Kliyamalu Pligida Osu. That's like Rava in the Lishna Kama. Now that gets slugged up. That gets slugged up in the Gemara by Memedlik in the same way Rav and Lishna Kama by us gets slugged up at the end of the Sugya from Mechriksus. Exactly the same parallel Gemara. So Tosfos says, so how can you say that the Gemara in Ksuvos is Rav Yirmiyah? Rav Yirmiyah and Shabbos is slugged up. So Tosfos says, Mikol Mokim b'mayda osra afilu b'gdoilim Rav Yehuda lo'i Tosfos. Rav Yirmiyah is slugged up in that Rav Yirmiyah is thief. Rav Yirmiyah holds Machlokes is only by Gdoilim, not by Ketanim. That the Gemara slugs up. It's Mukha from Mechriksus. The Machlokes is by Ketanim. There's certainly a machlokes by Ketanim. But Rav Yirmiyah could still hold, he has to concede that there's a machlokes by Ketanim. But he could still continue to maintain that there's a machlokes by Gedolim too. He doesn't have to go all the way to the other extreme and say the machlokes is only by Ketanim. He's saying the machlokes is both by Gedolim and by Ketanim. So therefore, Rav Yirmiyah, he's partially slugged up, comes out there's a machlokes by Ketanim also, but he could still continue to maintain there's a machlokes by Gedolim as well. And therefore, the Gemara Ksuvos could go like Rabbi Yirmiyah. Tosfos could have said, for that matter, that the Gemara in Ksuvos goes like Rav and Lishna Kama in our Gemara. I have Rav and Lishna Kama was shlugged up. Say the same Cheshbon. It was only shlugged up in that he said that there's no machlokes by Efsher. That the Gemara shlugs up from Eich Ksuvos. But that he says that there's also machlokes by Efsher and that he wasn't shlugged up. The same gambit that Tosfos uses for Rav Yirmiyah could use for Rav and Lishna Kama. Why did he have to go to Rav Yirmiyah over there in the Gemara? Why did he have to resort to Rav Yirmiyah? Why couldn't he say this so he goes like Rav? Yeah.
Didn't we say according to Tosfos that Rava said all along there was a machlokes by Efsher and Lo Efsher by Inu Miskavim?
Not in Lishna Kama.
There's only a machlokes by Efsher and not Lo Efsher?
According to Lishna Kama, the machlokes is only by Efsher. By Efsher, even if Shimon is Moedin,
right,
that's awesome. And that's slugged up.
Right.
So there's a machlokes by, there comes out there's a machlokes by Efsher also. But Rava could still hold that there still is also a machlokes by Efsher, exactly like the Gemara over there by Leilam and Kanam and Rabirmiyah. So Tosis could just as well have said the Gemara goes like, I'm just making a technical point. So Tosis could just as well have said the Gemara is going like Rav and Lishna Kama. He's also only partially shlugged up. The difference is that in our Gemara, when the Gemara says the Lishna Kama is shlugged up, that doesn't mean we shlugged up Rav. It means we shlugged up the Lishna Kama version of what Rav and Abai said. We don't want to shlug up Rav. We have two versions of what Abai and Rav said. So what's the historical truth? Did they say the Lishna Kama? Did they say the Lishna Basra? So when the Gemara says in the end that they said Tiyufta and the Lishna Kama, it doesn't mean that we shlugged up Rav and the Lishna Kama. It means we shlugged up the Lishna Kama. The Lishna Kama is not true. What Abai and Rav really said was the Lishna Basra. So therefore, Tosfos doesn't want to say the Gemara that over there is going on the Lishna Kama. The Lishna Kama is only halfway shlugged up. The Lishna Kama is all the way shlugged up because the Lishna Kama is not a historical truth. There's two versions of Rav. The true version is what Rav said in the Lishna Basra. But Rav Yirmiyah, we know what he said. That's historical fact. There's no doubt about what Rav Yirmiyah said. He said the machlokes by gdolim, by gdolim, by katanim, lukul yam also, and that's shlugged up. Fine, but Rabbi Yirmiyah doesn't disappear. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, he was a historical person. He was partially shlugged up, but the other half of what he held, he could continue to hold. So therefore, Taisus is more nicha to say that it's Rabbi Yirmiyah rather than to say that it's Rav in the Lishna Kam. But really, in Cheshbon, it amounts to the same thing. Rabbi Yirmiyah over there is the same as Rav here in the Lishna Kam. Okay, let's go on. I want to take a look at the Ram. So we saw in this Taisus, one of the things we saw in this Taisus was what the Ram is particularly relevant to. Is that Tosfos says that the whole sugya is talking where it's not a psik resha. Tosfos enumerates the case of greira is not a psik resha, and meila and psulpora and kili akerim and klayim rather kili godim shatans meichiksus. Tosfos all the cases in the Gemara they're all not a psik resha, because if there would be a psik resha about it they would be also. So there's a Ran, a famous Ran in Chulin, who is cholek on this. At that point in Tosfos, and there's a lot of Yisoidus here in the Ran. I want to take a look inside. The Ran is talking about the sugya of Bastia. The riff over there brings the sugya of Bastia. Of Bastia. Bastia means they had a barrel of wine, and they would knock a hole in the barrel of wine. So it was Ayin Nesef, and they would take a whiff of the wine to see if the wine is still good. If it's still good or if it's mature, I don't remember. But they would smell the wine to see, kind of sewage. They would smell the wine to see if the wine is a good wine. And the shaila is, are you allowed to do that? You have yayin nesach. Say, Jew works in a wine store. So the wine is yayin in the goyish wine store. So the wine is yayin nesach. Is a Jew allowed to smell the wine to determine whether the wine is he's being netted from the wine? So is it mutter also? Machlekes the bayin rova. The Gemara over there says the machlekes revolves around the issue of recha milsa and recha lav milsa, which means, let's say you have a bread and you baked it in an oven, and in the oven you also had something else that gave off a reyach of tarfus. So does the reyach of tarfus now, if you say that the reyach of the smell of the trefa food went into the bread, now the bread is also to eat because it absorbed reyach of iser. But do I say reyach alav milsa, smell is nothing. That's not called mamashas. Didn't touch. The two foods weren't touching. The bread wasn't touching the other food. So maybe reyach alav milsa. The Gemara says that's the issue. The two issues hinge one on the other. If reyach milsa, then smell is something, then you're not allowed to smell the siyayinesa. And if reich alav milsi, then you're allowed to smell the ayinus. That's the sugya. Machlek is a bayin rov. And that the Rif says the following. Let's see the Rif inside. The Ran rather. Omer Abaye. Abaye Omer also reich milsi. So says the Ran. Lav mishum hanod the reich pligi imisur eloy. The issue over there is not has nothing to do with isuri hanod. The reason why Abaye says that you're not allowed to smell the wine is not because the ayinus is also bano. I mean that's true. Ayinus is also bano. But that's not why Abai asked to smell the wine. Says the Ram. Do kim the hosum pluk tayo da bai rov kitanoi the sani roi the paschama when the son of pichav chavishul yain shul truma but meir oisir rabbi yudah matir da bai kramei rov rabbi yudah the hot kol lekel make him lekel meim mishum hanoi milsi the hanoi the truma shayo rashoig la riachba says the Ram. The Gemara compares it to yisuri achilo. The Gemara says the machlokes of Bayin Rova is told you machlokes of Bayin Rabbi Yehuda. You have a loaf of bread and you put it on top of a barrel of truma, and the loaf of bread absorbs the smell of the truma. Are you allowed to eat the bread or not? If you're not a kohen, now truma is not isuri hanot. Truma is also bachilut tzar. It's not also bahanot. So what does that have to do with the Bayin Rova? Obviously, the sugya brecha milsa is not a sugya about isuri hanot. It's a sugya about isuri achilo. The Madomer says you're not allowed to eat the bread is because the reich is like the mamoshus. And if the reich of the wine went into the bread, the reich of the truma went into the bread, it's called that you're eating truma, not that you're being nana from truma. And if in the machlokes of Bayin Rova, if you're allowed to smell the wine, to take the wine into the smell of the wine into your mouth, as the Ran is going to explain, is a machlokes whether that's called eating, not a machlokes if it's called being nana. Being nana is not the issue. And The Ran goes on and he adds, furthermore, he says it can't be an issue of Hanah. Because if the issue here would be Hanah, that you're being nene from the Yayin, Hakaimulim Kreb Shimon, Doma Dovashen is Kavan Mutter. We pass in the Kreb Shimon. The Dovashen is Kavan is Mutter. And when this guy smells the wine, his Kavan is not to be nene from the wine. His Kavan is to determine if the wine is fit to be sold to Goyim. Is it go sour? Did it not go sour? Where's the wine holder? But he has no kavana to be nene himself from the wine. We pass like a b'shim and dovish and miskaven is mutter. So if you say it's like eating, so it's eating. Nothing to talk about. But if it's only in the sirf hanah, so it should be dovish and miskaven. Kidem buchoch. We hold like a b'shim and dovish and miskaven mutter. Uledi day hanodule mechaven l'shayim. According to Rav Shimon, hanah without kavana is mutter. Kidem buchoch perikol shoh. Like we have in the Gemara, our Gemara. Hanah ba lo'adam bal karcha, according to Rav Shimon, it's mutter, at least where it's the yeshiva, like the mechaven. Hanah is mutter. V'hoch avani v'bastiyo, eini miskabel li'honis mi'ayin esach, v'ilav rishi askinon. This guy doesn't have kavona to be nene from the Ayin Esach. He's not a Russia, he's an Orthodox Jew. He just wants to know if the wine is good or not. So it can't be an issue of Hanah. If the issue here would be Hanah, then it would be mutter because it's Hanah de loy mechavna. It's Hanah bole l'odom bal karche. And we pass in the Kav Shimon that Hanah bole l'odom bal karche is mutter. Esther an v'chi teima p'sik reisha hi v'kaimelon d'moyde Rav Shimon p'sik reisha v'lo yomuz. Maybe it's not the same. There it's a p'sik reisha. Where he smells the wine, maybe it's a p'sik reisha that he's going to be nana from the wine. So Rav Shimon agrees that p'sik reisha is also. So that would be true according to Tosfos. That's Tosfos and Asugya. Tosfos says the whole sugya is where it's not a psik reisha, where it's a psik reisha of Shimon is meida. So the Ran says maybe Tosfos is right. Maybe by psik reisha Tosfos is meida, and that's why you're not allowed to smell this barrel of wine. Says the Ran, less is not so. The le'inyan hanoa vaday afal gav the havi psik reisha shayu. When it comes to Yisuri hanoa, even if it's a psik reisha, it's still mutter. The moider of Shimon the psik reisha does not apply to Hanah, to Yisrael Hanah. And it brings a raya. Damin and Hossam, moichik sus moichim kedakon, v'lachla ubil vachli achavnu b'cham b'nei achama, u'b'kshamim b'nei akshamim. The Gemara over there says that moichik sus are allowed to wear these begodnim of shatness, because it's dov v'shenim iskavim, that's the end of the sugya. It's efshu, but v'loikam achavim. Gemara says that's a raya, that the dov v'shenim iskavim is mutter according to Rav Shimon, even though it's efshu. V'hosom v'adei mati le'hano, either it's a psik reisha. So what would Tosfos answer there? Tosfos says it's not a psik reisha. Tosfos is arguing the mitzvahs. Tosfos is b'feresh. The whole sugya is talking where it's not a psik reisha. That's also not a psik reisha. But the Ran assumes that Moichik Sus, he's wearing the begodnim of Shanis, Avad is a psikreshah, Avad is mischamim, and Avad it's a psikreshah that he's being, it's b'moisek shomim. He goes out in the winter wearing Willie's begodnim, Avad is a psikreshah that he's being nana. So why is it mutter? El Avada, you have to say, the kemed le mechavin lo, le chashvin lo midi. Since he doesn't have kavana, le chashvin lo midi, we don't consider it to be. The Hanah, we don't consider it to be awesome. The Ra'ah over there in Chulin has a little bit of different lashon, same Yisrael. It says, L'chashvinu le'hanah. It's not called the Hanah. A Hanah without Kavon is not called the Hanah. So, let's understand first of all, what's the Ran saying of it? The Ran says, so you said, that Hanah without Kavonah is mutter. So like, even if it's a psik reisha, I don't care that it's a psik reisha. The bottom line is it's Hanah without kavana, and Hanah without kavana is like chashvinin lo midi. The law means, what's the law? Law means Hanah. Like chashvinin lo midi. Same as the Ra'ah, really. The Rosh is like chashvinin lo Hanah. The Ran says like chashvinin lo midi. It's the same thing. It's not considered to be Hanah. Hanah, by definition, the Ran says, has to be with kavana. A Hanah without kavana, it's not a Hanah. So, let's go in stages. Let's first of all just think for a few minutes. What's the Havon and the Ran altogether? What's he saying? What's the Vatavi? Why is Hanah without a Kavon and not a Hanah? some of the pshat is, the simple pshat in the Ram, is that since Hanor, maybe I'll preface something. Maybe it'll make it, it'll put it into starker relief. In our sugi, we have a sugi of Hanoah Bo La'odim Bal Karche. A person was Nene without Kavona. Gemara is Toilet and Nisha of Dov Hashem is Kavon, Rav Yudin Rav Shimon. So then this, the Chayim have a kasha, Rav Shimon Shkop talks about in Shai Yosha. Pashtus, what's Pshat in Dov Hashem is Kavon? I do a Maisa without Kavona. So I'm not high. It's mutter even lechatchil according to Reb Shimon. So Pashup Shat is, the Chayim say, if you do a Maisa without Kavona, so the Maisa is not Misyachas to you. It's not called my Maisa. My Maisa is a Maisa that I do with Kavona, with Rotson. Maisa that's done not through my, without my Rotson, without my Kavona, it's not called my Maisa. We'll talk more about Hemshech maybe, we'll fine tune it a little bit. But the basic idea is, if I do a Maisa without a Kavona, I'm not chayav for such. That ma'aser is not, it's not mine. It's gilu that happened by itself. So I drag a bench, and there's a charitz that happens. But I didn't want to make the charitz, so the sius charitz is not connected to me. The charitz happened on its own. I dragged the bench. I didn't make the charitz. Rav Shimon, what does it have to do with Yisuri Hano? Like Yisuri Hano, it's not that it's not a ma'aser. Hano is a fact. It's also to be nene. It's also to be nene from Avodah Zarah. It's also to be nene from Chometz. The fact is, I walk past the Reach of Avodah Zarah. If I enjoy the Reach of Avodah Zarah, if I have enough from the Reach of Avodah Zarah, that's a fact. You can't take away the fact. So what does it even mean that it's a Dov Hashem Miskaven? What does Dov Hashem Miskaven have to do with Hanoah? It's a Metzias that I was nene. Maybe when you talk about a Maisa, you can say, I didn't make this Chometz. The Chometz happened on its own. But by Hanoah, the Shah is not that I make the Hanoah. The Shah is, was I nene? We'll do a breath test, and we'll see. The fact is that you were nene from the Avodah Zarah. You were nene from the Reach of Avodah Zarah. That's a mitzvah. How could that be? What in the world does that have to do with Dov Hashem Miskaven? Says Reb Shimon. Apparently, it's not true. The definition of an Isra Hanoah is not that you're not allowed to be nene. The definition of an Isra Hanoah is that you're not allowed to be nishtamish. You're not allowed to use this for benefit. That's a nishtamshus on Avodah Zarah. It's a beneficial nishtamshus on Avodah Zarah. And that's the definition of an Isra Hanoah, to do a maisa nishtamshus on Avodah Zarah. To use the Avodah Zarah for benefit. To use the chometz for a benefit. So mele, it's like any other maisa. It's subject to the rules of Dov Hashem Miskaven. Here, since I didn't have a kavon for the reish of Avodah Zarah, so the ma'aser ishtamshus is not mesiachas to me. It's not called that I did a ma'aser ishtamshus on Avodah Zarah. The point is that Hano also requires a ma'aser. You need Hano is not just a physiological phenomenon. Hano is a ma'aser ishtamshus. Comes the Ran. The Ran says that Hano'ah without a Kavana is not a Maisa at all. Making Charitz is a Maisa. Objectively, it's a Maisa. It may not be my Maisa, but objectively, it's a Maisa. There's an Asiyas Charitz. It's a fact. The Charitz was made. It may not be Misyachas to me. Dov Hashem Miskaven. It lacks my Kavana. But there was a Nasiyas Charitz. Hanoah without a Rotzen to be Nene. When I have a Rotzen to be Nene, I have Kavona to be Nene, so I'm a Riach, the Riach of the Zohar, that's called the Maisa Ishtamshus on the Avodah Zarah. And that's also that the Torah forbids. But if I, Riach of the Avodah Zarah goes into my nose, but I had no Kavona to be Nene from the Riach, I had no Kavona to do it, I had no Rotzen for that. So that's not called, that's then nothing happened. That's not called that there was a mice at all. Because Hanoi is, after all, a very anomalous kind of mice. It's not a normal mice. A normal mice, you do with your hands, with your feet, there's something transitive that happens. You do something to something. Hanoi is really passive. Very similar to what we have. This notion is floating around in the Achrayim Lav. We saw in the Chazanish earlier on. This fact that Hanoi is not the same as Chazanish we had before, but this fact, I mean, it's a fact. Hanoi is passive. How can something passive be a mice? Says the Ran, it's a mice because I have kavanah for it. So when I have kavanah to be nene, then even the passive act of being nene from the reich of avodah zarah is called the ishtamshus from the avodah zarah. That makes it into an act. But if I don't have rotsun for the hanoah, then that's nothing. Such a hanoah, lav hanoi, the Ran says, lechashiva hanoah, lechashiva lamidi. And lechashivos, it's nothing. It's not a maisa hanoah b'chal. It's not a maisa hanoah, but it's not misiachas to me. It's not a maisa hanoah from which I'm not culpable. By definition, it's not a maisa hanoah, because what makes hanoah choshuv, what makes hanoah into an act, is the fact that I was mechaben for it. If I'm not mechaben for it, then hanoah is not an act in the first place. And if it's not an act in the first place, then there's nothing to talk about. The Torah forbids acts of hanoah. The Torah doesn't forbid the physiological. That's Reb Shimon's insight. But you can't say the Torah forbade the physiological experience of hanoah. Then the whole Sugya Psachim would make no sense. Well, what in the world would it have to do with Dovah Shechem Miskaven? The Torah forbids not the physiological phenomenon of hanoah. The Torah forbids the act of getting hanoah, the act of ishtamshus that gives me hanoah. Says the Ran, what makes hanoah into an act, what makes it into a maisa, is the fact that I had kavanah to do it. But if I didn't have any kavanah to do it, then it's not a maisa at all. Then lechashiva lamidi, that's nothing. That's not even that the Torah didn't forbid in the first place. That's not the thing that the Torah asks us. Therefore, says the Ran, my ordinary Dovah Shein HaMiskaven, it's a Charisho, making a Charitz, you go to a Sapsul and you're making a Charitz. So there we could say that if you didn't have Kavanah to make the Charitz, even though you didn't have Kavanah to make the Charitz, Dovah Shein HaMiskaven is Mutter, but if it's a Psikresho, then it's also. It wasn't Asiyas Charitz. There was a Meisler of Asiyas Charitz. Dovah Shein HaMiskaven makes it that it's not my, it's not Misyachas to me. Sikresha makes it that it is Misyachas to me. We'll talk in more detail in a second. But he says by when I have a Meis Asiyas Charitz. So even though it's a Dovah Shein HaMiskaven, but we can say Moed Reb Shim Psikresha to the Osir. When it's a Psikresha, it becomes Osir. Psikresha makes it that Asiyas Charitz, which was done Shaloi B'Kavona, is Kilo, not Misyachas to me, but through Psikresha it becomes Osir. But by Hano without a Kavona is not Hano in the first place. So what is it going to help if it's a Psikresha? But it's not Hano in the first place. With Hano without a Kavona, by definition, is not a Hano. Lechashvin Lamidi. There also is Lechashiv Hano. Hano without a Kavona is not a Hano. If it's not a Hano, then who cares if it's a Psikresha? And then this sort of depends on how we understand Psikresha. Remember, we had last week, we talked a little bit about it. What's the idea of Psikresha? There's two Havonas. In the Chayim, there's two Havonas. How to understand Psikresha? What does Psikresha accomplish? One Mahalach is Psikresha accomplishes that since I know for sure there's going to be a Charitz, it's a Psikresha, it's a super heavy bench, I know for sure it's going to make a Charitz. So then it's Kilo, I was Mechavim to make a Charitz. Psikresha makes it that it was Kavanah, even though it's a Dovah Shein, ostensibly a Dovah Shein HaMiskaven, but since it's a Psikresha, it's called that I had Kavanah to make the Charitz. That's one Havana. And the other Havana was, Avada, I had no Kavanah to make the Charitz. I only had Kavanah to move the Safsal. But since it's a Psikresha, so the moving the Safsal and the making of the Charitz become one and the same Maisa. They become attached. And since they're attached, so the Kavanah they have for Gerus HaSafsal is Mechayiv me and the Asiyas Charitz as well. We talked about it last week. We talked about it in the context of the Rosh that Yochel Lishpon Mechirov is not a Psikresha, remember? So we talked, what does that mean? Lamaisa didn't close up his nostrils. So we went this with the second Mahalach, that the Vart of Psikresha is that the dragging of the Safsal and the making of the Chritz are one Maisa. But walking past the Avodah Zarah and smelling the Avodah Zarah are not the same Maisa because Yochel Lishpon Mechirov. I didn't have to smell it. So even though I left my nostrils open. I didn't stuff them up. But you can't say it's the same Maisa, since the two could happen one without the other. One does not entail the other. The Maisa walking past the Avodah Zarah does not entail smelling the Avodah Zarah. So maybe it's two separate acts. If it's two separate acts, not a psikresha. That was the context from last week. So now I'll ask you, which, according to which Havana in psikresha? The Havana of psikresha is Hilu I had Kavana. Since I know there's going to be a Chiritz, it's Hilu I had Kavana for the Chiritz. That's Pshat A. Or Pshat B. Since I know there's going to be a Chiritz, since for sure there's going to be a Chiritz, so the dragging the bench and the making of the Chiritz become linked, even though it's two separate Maisim, but now through the psikresha they become linked into a single Maisim, or a single system of Maisim, and therefore the Kavana that I have for a Maisa, for the Maisa Gvera, is Mechayiv me on the Asiyas HaChiritz. Which Havana will fit better in the Rana? What?
Second.
How many people say the second one? How many people say the first? Okay, second one has it. Right, also I'm asking. If you say the Pshatim Sikresha is that Kilo I had Kavana to make a Chariz. So we hear that we do the same thing. If I know for sure there's going to be a, when I smell this wine, I know for sure that I'm going to have Hana. So if you're going to say that, so it's Kilo I had Kavana to have Hana, then we're back where we started. So then it's Hana with the Kavana. The Rambam just said Hana with the Kavana is a Hana. Hano without a kavana is not Hano. Hano with the kavana is Hano. Well, here it's a psikresha. Psikresha is like I had kavana, so it's Hano with the kavana. So what did the Ran gain? It works much better the other way. Psikresha doesn't mean I have kavana for the Asiyas HaChiritz. Psikresha just means that since the Maisa of Gerus HaSafsel is entails the Maisa of Asiyas HaChiritz, so the two Maisa become linked to each other. It's one system of Maisa. It's one, they're bound together. So the kavana that I have on one is Mechayiv me on the other. That's where they're both maisim. The Asiyas HaChiritz is a maisa, and the Gerus HaSafsel is a maisa. I had kavana for maisa A, I didn't have kavana for maisa B, but since there's a psikresha connecting them, so my kavana is mechayev me on both. But by hana, it's not. If I didn't have kavana for the hana, then there was no maisa in there in the first place. Then I have there's a maisa of testing the wine, and then there's a physiological experience of getting hana from the wine, which is not a maisa altogether because it didn't have any kavana attached to it. Without a kavana, it's not considered to be a maisa. So who cares that it's a psikresha? So I'm linking the testing of the wine to nothing. Not two maisa that are linked together. I have a maisa, let's link to a nothing. So that's not a psikresha. That's not machai. That's who cares that it's a psikresha? Who cares that it's a psikresha? Hano without a kavana, by definition, is not a havana. It's not a hano. Okay, so far so good. So I think that's the Pashup Shach in the Ran. And in various permutations, that's the raid in the Ran. That's really what everybody says in the Ran. But the Shita Saran is that Kavona, Hano without a Kavona is not a Maisa. And therefore, I don't care that it's a psikresha. Maisa, Hano without a Kavona is not a Hano without a Kavona is nothing. It's very gishmak about it. Lefi the Ran, the lashon of our sugya, the name of our sugya. What's the name of our sugya? The title of the sugya. Hano habolei le'odim bal karchoi. In Kol HaTorah, in all of Shas, the name of the sugya is Dov Hashem Miskav. How come an our sugya has a special name? Dov Hashem Miskav. Here, there's this particular spin. It's Efshev Kamechavon or Efshev Loi Kamechavon. All right, so. But it's still Dov Hashem. It's basically Dov Hashem Miskavim. Machloek is a Vayin Rova about a particular prat in Hilchus Dov Hashem Miskavim. According to Lishna Kama, Machloek is about the Chais. Dov Hashem Miskavim, when it's Efshar, maybe Rav Shimon is Moida. According to Lishna Basra, it's a Machloek is about Dov Hashem Miskavim. When it's E-Efshar, the E-Efshar, what is Rav Yehuda hold in such a case? But it's a Machloek is about certain details in the halachas of Dov Hashem Miskavim. So where did it get this new name? Hanoa Bolo Lodom Bal Korchon. Feel around, it's very vishmak. This is not the regular Torah of Dov Hashem Miskavim. The regular Dov Hashem Miskavim wouldn't apply over here because it's a psikresha. The guy's walking past the Avodah Zarah, he for sure is going to have the reich. It's a psikresha. It's not, it really does not, in the regular conventions of Dov Hashem Miskavim, this is not, you would not be part of, not be talking about. It's a psikresha. Ledger of Shimon, psikresha. It's a special case. It's a case of Hano Habol Elo'odna Bal Karachai, where there's a special consideration. That Hano, which is Bal Karachai, meaning it's Hano that's passive, and it's without any Rotson, is not a Hano. It's not a different sugya than Dov Hashem Miskavim. Dov Hashem Miskavim is a sugya about Dov Hashem Miskavim. It's not a psikresha and so on. Here it's a sugya about a different issue altogether. where you had a psik, was a psik ratio, it doesn't have the normal p'tur of davar she'eino miskaven. But it's a new issue. Hano, says the Rav, hano without a kavana is not a hano. That's called hanoah b'olol olam b'karachay. A passive hanoah without the element of rotzen is not called a hanoah. Hanoah without kavana, that's the side of the round. Hanoah without kavana is not a hanoah. Sounds better in Yiddish. Hanoah without kavana is kananoni. Sounds better to me anyway. Okay, so it's very geschmacking. The title of the sugya is very nice. But then it raises an obvious question. If that's the side over here, that hano without kavana is not a hano by definition. Yeah, so you ask me. So what's the kash?
Sure.
What?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, that's one way to ask it. What's the Gemara has cases of where your Eimim is kavan, but it was efshar. So we were discussing, maybe that's is that also why? But it's Eino Miskaven. Hano without the kavana is not a hano. So who cares that it was efshar?
So maybe we see rutzen anyway.
Maybe we'll see rutzen anyway. So I want it, but let me ask. You're right. Maybe the efshar is like the kavana. That's good for the nidin. Maybe efshar is a kavana. But maybe let's take a step back. It's going to be the same answer, but let's ask the question more in general terms. If the issue, if this is a sugya, really not a sugya of davar she'eino miskaven. It's a sugya about hano habolo la'odim bal korchoi. Has a different name even. And it's based on a different issue. Davar she'eino miskaven is a specific, you have a ma'aseh aseiros chuvitz, but maybe it's not mine. Maybe it's not mesiachas to me because it was done without kavana. It's a different sugya. This sugya of hano habolo la'odim bal korchoi, where we have a rule that hano without a, that hano without a kavana is not a hano. So then what in the world does that have to do with the machlekes of Yudin of Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have a machlekes of davar she'eino miskaven. Rabbi Shimon says davar she'eino miskaven is potter. Rabbi Shimon says davar she'eino miskaven is mutter. And Rabbi Yehuda says davar she'eino miskaven is osur. Who says that? But hano is a different issue. Hano shano without a kavana is not hano by definition. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. Who says that the machlekes of Yehuda? Mechateisa that the machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon has anything to do with the issue of hano bal kocher? The hano. Why can't Rabbi Yehuda agree? Rabbi Yehuda holds davar she'eino miskaven is chayav. Fine, but hano without a kavana is not a hano. Like Rabbi Yehuda, why can't Rabbi Yehuda agree to that? How does the Gemara know that is anything? What in the world does that have to do with machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? It's really the same question that we asked before. What does that have to do with efshar and efshar? But it's, which is the same question because efshar and efshar is machlekes and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Here it's b'chalal an issue of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Here it's a basic issue, a different sugya entirely. Hano b'le kavon is le chashiva hano. So why is it more connected b'chal to Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon? So I think here is a raya g'doylo to the raid that we spoke of, that I said last week. That the machlekes said Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon, I think it's in the Lishna Basra, it's implicit in the Lishna Basra, but maybe even in the Lishna Kama. The Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is not, do you need Rotson or don't you need Rotson? Avad, everybody agrees you need Rotson. Without Rotson, there's no Chiv. The Machlekes is, where do we find the Rotson? Rabbi Shimon says we find the Rotson in his Kavana. And Rabbi Yehuda says we find the Kavana in the Mice itself. That's why the Lishna Basra holds, and we hold like the Lishna Basra. That if it's EF Shivaloika Machavan, Hakal Moidim, that it's Mutter. Because then there's no Rotson according to anybody. There's no Rotson in the Kavana, and there's no Rotson in the Maisa. There's no Rotson in the Kavana because it's Loi Machavan. There's no Rotson implicit in the Maisa because it's Loi Efshir. There was no other way to go. Then Hakal Moidim, that it's Mutter. Machlek said, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon is. Not do we need Rotson, do we not? Is Rotson important or not? Avada Rotson is important. The Machlokes is it Choshev Le Kavana or not? Rabbi Shimon is Ozel Bosse Kavana. It's the Lashon of Gemara. Rabbi Shimon is Ozel Bosse Kavana. And Rabbi Yehuda is not Ozel Bosse Kavana because he finds the Rotson in what's implicit in the Mice itself. And even the Lishna Kama might agree. Even though the Lishna Kama holds that Rabbi Yehuda asks even Lo Yashav Le Kavana. Not because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Ratzon at all. Rabbi Yehuda holds even when it's in the Lishna Kama. Rabbi Yehuda holds even if it's Lo Yefsher and there was no other way to go. But you know there's a right. You know there's an Avodah Zarah over here, so don't go to yeshiva. If you went to over here, that means there's a Ratzon to be netted from the Rashi of Avodah Zarah. Even Lishna Kama agree to that. That Rabbi Yehuda agrees that such a thing as Ratzon. Rabbi Yehuda just holds that any Maisa where you know that there could be a Rashi, where you know that there could be a any time you go to a Safsel, even if it's a Kisei Godel. There's no way you could lift it on your shoulders. You're going to have to drag it on the floor. But you know that it might make a charitz. Rabbi Yehuda holds. If you know that it might make a charitz, not a psikresha, but it might make a charitz, Rabbi Yehuda and the Lishna Kama hold, that's already a Gili Ratzon. And the Lishna Basra says, no, since it's a heavy safsel, that's not called a Gili Ratzon. It's only Gili Ratzon if it's a light safsel. But the point is, as I said last week a lot, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree that you have to have Ratzon. That's not the subject of debate. The subject of debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is, but where's the Ratzon to be found? So Megla says, so Megla, now I understand. It's true, Hanoha Bolo Lodim Bal Kochi is a different sugya b'chlal. It's not the sugya of Dov Hashem Miskaven. Dov Hashem Miskaven is a sugya where you have a Maisa Siyas Acharitz, but since it was without Rotson, maybe it's not Mesiachas to me. Hanoha Bolo Lodim Bal Kochi is a different sugya. Where I have Hanoha without Kavon, Hanoha without Kavon is not Hanoha by definition. But it's different. And the fact that it's different and you see it's different from the Dinim of Psikresha. By Dov Hashem Miskaven, you have a concept of Psikresha. By Hanoha, there's no such concept of Psikresha. Because the bottom line is Kavon, without Hanoha is not a Kavon. Two different sugyas. But the Machloikas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, applies equally to both. Because the Machloikas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, is wherever you need Ratzon, where do you find the Ratzon? So by Dov Hashem Miskaven, we need Ratzon for one reason. We need Ratzon. You're dragging the Safsel, but there's a Charitz. Is that Masiyas HaCharitz Beratzon? Then it's Mesiachas to you. If it's not Beratzon, then it's not Mesiachas to you. That's one sugya. Hano bolo lodom bal karochi is a completely different sugya. You have Hano without a kavana. If there was Ratzon, so it's called the Hano. If there was no Ratzon, it's not called the Hano. Different sugyas. But the same issue in both. Where do you find the Ratzon? And that's the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And if Rabbi Shimon holds that the Ratzon has to be expressed in his kavana, then that's true in both sugyas. And if Rabbi Yehuda holds the Ratzon is expressed in his maisa, then it's true in both sugyas. And who are then in the details? Efshir, below Efshir, it's all issues of where, how do you express Ratzon? So Mele, if in both sugyas you have the same issue. But beside it over, it's two separate sugyas. Then it's very mechubin in the lashon of the Ran himself. The Ran says, in this sheet over here, it's the fifth line on this Zirak. V'oid, it's reading it again, we read it before. The Hakai Mulan Kirab Shem and Dome Dovish in his Kavan Mutter. Ulididei Hanodule Mechavan Losharya. Look what the Ran does not say. He does not say that we hold like Rav Shimon the Dovah Shenem Iskaven is Mutter, and here, when you smell the wine, it's a Dovah Shenem Iskaven. That would not be correct. You can't say that smelling wine is a Dovah Shenem Iskaven. It's a psikresha. It doesn't have the normal rules of Dovah Shenem Iskaven. And the regular rules of Dovah Shenem Iskaven is rather a psikresha. It's a different sugya. It's a sugya of Hanoh Doloi Mechavna, Hanoh Abolo Elodim Bal Kochei. The Ran just says that since we pass like Rav Shimon by Dov Hashem Miskaven, the Dov Hashem Miskaven is mutter. According to Rav Shimon, the Dov Hashem Miskaven is mutter. Who had din that Hano Habolo Lodom Bal Korchi is also mutter? But it's two different names. This is the heter Rav Shimon's own the Dov Hashem Miskaven. Here we're talking about Hano Dolei Mechavna, not a Dov Hashem Miskaven. It's a psikresha, but it's Hano Habolo Lodom Bal Korchi. He says the Ran, but it's the same Rav Shimon. If you pass in the Rek of Shimon in one issue, then you have to pass in that the other issue is also Mutter. Kedemuchuch, perek Kol Shoh, like the Gemara says in Kol Shoh, that the two sugis are connected. If Rav Shimon holds that there's no Ratzon, that Ratzon is totally in Kavona in one, by Dov Hashem Miskaven, then Ratzon is totally in Kavona by Hanoah Ba'olam Bal Korachi as well. Okay, we're going to stop here. What I want to do, we're not finished with this. What I want to do is, I want to finish the round. The end of the round is about Shekein Nenah. It also needs to be explored. Shekein Nenah by itself is a whole world. But I want to finish the round just to make the end of the round. It's really not clear what he's trying to do. So I want to finish it, and then I want to talk about the Rambam. That's the Rambam that parallels this round. The Shalom Shat in the Rambam, is he saying the same thing as the Rambam? Is he arguing with the Rambam? So I want to talk that through. Teich Advarim, it's an opportunity to talk through some of the basic Lumbus in Davashe Meskaven and Mesasik and Shekinen and Psikresha, all of this whole set of issues. So it's really in this round, in this Rambam, we're going to see very strongly a lot of these, a lot of important things. And then we will get back to after that, Mr. Shem, we'll get back to business and go on and see.